This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Another great day in Trump land. I put out a tweet last night. Let me see if I can find the exact tweet so I can read you what I said. It was all about Neil Cavuto on Fox News. There's a lot of never-Trumpers on Fox News, I'm sad to say. And Neil Cavuto made a remark on, oh, my God, I can't believe Trump is dumb enough, foolish enough, crazy enough to take hydroxychloroquine. It'll kill him. And I tweeted out, hard to believe Cavuto is this foolish and gullible. The VA study, he quotes, meaning the Veterans Administration study, he quotes, is total fraud conducted on only very old sick patients already too far gone, and no zinc was used. Zinc is the key. Great job, Donald Trump, at real Donald Trump. You light the way, wake up the dummies. And within an hour of my putting it up, you know, usually 100 people, 200 people, sometimes 300 people read my tweets, because Twitter is shadow banning me. So it's hard to get more than 300 people. Every rare once in a while I get 400 or 500 people, but very rare. And all of a sudden I had 10,000 people read my tweet. And then it was 15,000, then it was 20,000, then it was 25,000 when I woke up this morning, and now it's 30,500 have liked my tweet. And I suddenly said to myself, what the hell? I know Twitter shadow banning. Where's this coming from? Could it be President Trump retweeted me? And then I went to Trump's Twitter page, and there it was. President Trump had retweeted the Wayne Root tweet about Neil Cavuto. So many tweets in there. Trump had retweeted the tweet about Neil Cavuto. Hard to believe Cavuto is this foolish and gullible. The VA study, quotes, is total fraud. Conducted, I'll say, allegedly, my opinion, it's total fraud to try and destroy hydroxychloroquine. More deep state government bureaucrats try to destroy a drug that actually works, the only treatment that works, that can get us, A, out of this mess, B, save people's lives, and E, reopen the economy. I think I got my letters wrong. It was A, B, and C, right? A, B, and C. I'm so intense on forgetting what order of the alphabet. But A, it's the only thing that can actually get us out of this mess, because people won't have to be scared anymore and hide in their homes if there's a treatment that works. So they can't allow that. And B, it's actually saving lives. How can anyone be against saving lives? And C is the big one. Because it works. Why would someone be against it? Oh, it might open the economy. The economy might open up. Liberals can't let the economy open up. So Trump saw that. He loved it. He retweeted the Wayne Root tweet. So far, 30,000 people and more have looked at it. That was the first interesting part of my day. And actually, number two, I wanted to mention as I open the show that I've gotten so many emails in the last 48 hours asking, who do I vote for? Who do I vote for? It's primary season here in Nevada. And again, this is a nationally syndicated show, but I can't tell you who to vote for in every state in America. I just know after studying every candidate in Nevada, I know which are the right ones to vote for that are real conservatives and not frauds masquerading as Republican conservatives. And a lot of them are. There's rhinos, and there's actually liberals running in the Republican primary trying to act like conservatives. They're trying to defraud you. And so I want to make sure I announce to everybody, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I will have Andrew Paul, my producer, send you my list of all the right judges to vote for, because that's the most important thing in the world now, the judiciary system, the court system, and the judges, and then also all the right candidates. But I will tell you, for United States Congress, I endorse Sam Peters in CD4 and Dan Rodheimer in CD3. Sam Peters in CD4, Dan Rodheimer in CD3, and I'm not against any Republican They're all good people trying their best, with an exception of one or two that really are liberals masquerading. But mostly they're Republicans, and they're just on the scale from kind of left Republican, moderate Republican to right Republican. And I only like right Republican, right? That's the only one that'll stand up for us. And that's how I supported Trump. And everybody said, Trump has no chance to win. You're making a big mistake. He's too extreme. And guess who won the election and who's president of the United States? Trump. And I was right. And we can elect a lot more people that are closer to Trump than not. Dan Rodheimer is much closer to Trump than his opponent will ever be. And Sam Peters is much closer to Trump than anyone else running in CD4. Not that anybody's bad. There's good candidates in CD4. That's more than I could say about CD3. But in CD4, there actually are some good candidates, but the best one who stands head and tall above the rest is Sam Peters. And I knew about Sam Peters and Dan Rodheimer from the beginning. I decided to endorse them last fall because they are my kind of candidates. They are Trump Republican conservative candidates. Sam Peters, Dan Rodheimer, remember those names. Vote for them for United States Congress. We got to get the right people in the Republican primary. And then, of course, I've got other choices for you in other races and judge races. In every judge race, I'll tell you where to go. WayneRoot@gmail.com. All right, now on to the news of the day. Because I think that there's a couple of big news stories. The biggest news story is this breaking news story, quid pro Joe. An audio has been released of Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Poroshenko discussing firing the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, who is investigating Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, in return for the IMF loan. Audio has been released of Biden pressuring the Ukrainian president to fire the prosecutor who is investigating his son. The men discussed the firing of Shokin for corrupt reasons in order to prevent an investigation into Hunter Biden. And I think it's just more examples of the crimes. It was Biden was the U.S. vice president under Obama. You think he did that with Obama knowing? Look, my argument from day one that I've not heard from anyone else in this country, it's very clear that Biden was looting the United States of America by stealing, this is my opinion, by stealing money off the top of foreign aid loans in Ukraine and in China and putting business deals together with his son in Ukraine and China. It's my opinion that John Kerry was getting a kickback for the Iran treaty. I've never seen a person who wants a terrible treaty so badly in my life that does nothing for America. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 0 for America. And on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 100 for Iran. Why would an American be for a deal that does nothing for America, gives us nothing, we lose on every point, and Iran wins on every point, and we give them all the money in the treasury? We loot the country to give money. Why? Because John Kerry was getting a cut of that money. So again, it's only my opinion. I can have an opinion in America. Free speech lives. All these people were looting America. Biden, Kerry, and of course Hillary Clinton was extorting leaders all over the world. And I believe all of them were looting their money through the Clinton Foundation. And a piece of every deal went to Obama. So Obama realized you had to have Hillary win the election, because if Trump wins, we're all going to prison. That's why all this happened. That's why they were spying. That's why all of this happened. That's why they went after General Flynn, because he was investigating and would certainly find out what happened in Ukraine and China, and that Biden's corrupt, and in Iran, and find out that John Kerry's corrupt, and at the Clinton Foundation find out that Hillary's corrupt. And I believe all the money was run through the Clinton Foundation, because that's why it was based offshore. And Obama was the capo di tutti. Capo di tutti, the crime family leader of the Obama, Clinton, Biden, Kerry crime family. That's right. You kiss Obama's ring or he puts you in prison. Ask General Flynn. And so he ordered the FBI, Comey and McCabe, to go after all of Trump's people and make sure Trump couldn't win the election. And spy and report to Hillary on everything you find so Trump can't win the election. Because otherwise, Obama could go to prison and Biden could go to prison. That's what happened, in my opinion. They were looting the world. Hillary, Kerry, Biden, and Obama were looting the world, but Obama can't do it. He's president. But he could ask his underlings to do it, and they kick back a piece of every deal to him. I want a piece. I get a piece of every deal. Do you understand that? I get a piece. I just want a taste. A little taste. John Obama, I just want a little taste, as he snorts the cocaine up his nose. A little taste. Don't forget, when Obama was at Columbia, he admits to snorting cocaine. That's what you elected president of the United States. What a joke. So it's all out there now. They're all corrupt. They're all criminals. Biden, Kerry, Hillary, all the lieutenants of Don Obama and the Obama crime family. Other big news, Trump will sign an executive order rescinding and waiving regulations in an attempt to aid the economic recovery and aid small business. Senior Trump administration officials told the Daily Caller today that the regulatory relief to support economic recovery executive order is the first time in living memory a president has responded to a national crisis by deregulating instead of grabbing more power. So I don't know yet what all the answers are going to be, but it will direct government agencies to identify any regulations that can be temporarily waived to promote job creation and growth. And it directs government agencies to determine which of the 600 regulations currently halted under the national emergency should be permanently rescinded. And finally, the order outlines a 10-point regulatory bill of rights designed to give small businesses security in expanding their workforce. Wow. Note the history. Every present history has used a crisis to expand the power of government and put more rules and regulations in. So all you never Trumpers, you know what you are? You're fools, you're idiots, you're morons. You're morons. You know what you're like? You're like the Three Stooges. Morons. You don't like Trump. Look at the things he does. How could you be claimed to be a conservative or a Republican and not like a president whose first reaction to a crisis is to kill regulations and to make it easier for businessmen and women who put their risk their balls on the line? And then Trump tells governors that the feds will step in if government disagrees with state reopening plans. So he's warning the governors, you keep the state closed, we're going to step in. And then he takes historic action to move pharmaceutical manufacturing out of China and back to the USA. God, is Trump great or what?
We're not ordinary people, we're morons.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share came through for me again. I'll tell you about it after my little surgery, my little laser surgery for kidney stones coming up on Friday. Thank goodness it's a holiday. It's Memorial Day weekend. So we were going to be off on Friday and Monday as all planned from the beginning. We were always going to be off on Friday and Monday. And so I arranged a quick surgery just like I had last year. It's a one-hour surgery. It's outpatient. You are under. They do put you under. I sure hope the anesthesiologist is a Republican. And they put you under and they blast away at your kidney stones. And that's Wayne Root screaming. You can hear it all the way from the hospital. But that's happening. That's happening on Friday, and hopefully I'll be perfect, picture perfect by Tuesday. But I will say Liberty HealthShare came through for me again. And I'll tell you how after the surgery. I don't want to explain it all now, but when I have an hour to literally lay it all out, you'll understand how Liberty came through for me a year ago, and they came through for me again this time. But Liberty is not health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And that means you can sign up any time of the year. That's good. There's no network. That's good. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. That's good. And there are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums. And this is my fourth year, so I saved $72,000. And they came through for me with kidney stones last year. First time I was ever sick in my life. First time I was ever in a hospital in my life. And now they're going to come through again. So thank you, Liberty. You're the best. Thank God I've got them. It's not health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty HealthShare is better than health insurance because I used to have Aetna. It was a $10,000 deductible. So this surgery would have cost me $10,000. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I'll tell you about everything after the surgery. I don't want to mention the hospital because there'd probably be maniac liberals waiting in front protesting Wayne Root. So I'm not going to mention where I'm having my surgery, but I will ask all of you to say a nice prayer because it's happening around, around 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, Wayne Root is going to be knocked out and going under the knife, and or at least under the laser in this case. And I hope all of you say a nice prayer for him. All right. Enough with the joking. I mentioned this the other day that the NFL is today. Today's Tuesday. Today's the day there's an NFL meeting going on, if I'm not mistaken, an owner's meeting, and they're debating whether they're going to give you extra draft choices for picking a black head coach. An extra, literally a higher draft choice, I should say, for picking a black head coach, and a higher yet for picking a black general manager, and higher yet if you pick a black coach and a black general manager, and an extra draft pick if they last 2 seasons or more. Now, folks, this is the most racist idea I've ever heard in my entire life, bar none. This is the very definition of racism. Can you imagine if I said, I'm Jewish? At last I checked, there are no Jewish head coaches. The last one I can remember is Marv Levy of the Buffalo Bills, and he got to 4 Super Bowls. So we need more Jews, don't we? And I know there's only one Jewish player in the NFL, to my knowledge. That's Julian Edelman, wide receiver, Super Bowl MVP, New England Patriots. So, my God, he's a Super Bowl MVP. You know what that means? Jews are that good. We got to make Jews in every position. Jewish coaches, Jewish general managers, and lots of Jewish players. No jokes about the Jewish quarterback. I'm allowed to say that I'm Jewish. Any of you know that joke, know what I'm talking about. But there's never been, in modern history, I don't think, a Jewish quarterback in the NFL. There have been in college. I think there've been backups. I think the kid Rosen from UCLA was Jewish, and I don't know where, he's a backup somewhere now. Josh Rosen, I don't know where he plays, but I don't think he played many NFL downs. But there's very few Jews in the NFL. I think it's time to, we're a minority. Do you see the absurdity of this? It doesn't matter if a Jew is good at football or not. As long as he's good at something, you should put him in the NFL. He's good at math. He could be an accountant. Put him at wide receiver. He's going to be a doctor someday. Make him a quarterback. Do you see the ludicrousness of this? America wants the performance. You know how liberals say white Republicans are racist? I've never cheered for a bad white player in my life. I've booed a bad white player, and I've never booed a great black player in my life. I've sure cheered a lot of black players who caught touchdowns and scored for my Dallas Cowboys. I don't care about the color of your skin. I only care about the performance on the field. You got to be good. And I don't care if you're Jewish, and I don't care if you're smart. I only care if you're good at football. And if you're not, I don't want you on the field. So why would I want a head coach just because he's black? A general manager just because he's black? A player just because he's black or Hispanic or Jewish or Greek or Italian or Irish or anything else? Hear that, Chris O'Sullivan? Irish. We got extra draft picks for an Irishman. Extra draft picks for a... I don't even want to say it. All right. Wayne Allyn, can you imagine if they vote this through? It's impossible. The NFL is racist.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the disbursement of stimulus dollars in the CARES Act. President Trump and the entire administration are provided to committing necessary relief to help people get through this time. The Treasury Department is working hard to implement the CARES Act.
Roughly $500 trillion hasn't been released out of the CARES Act. The money is set to go to businesses and local governments. During the remote Senate hearing, Mnuchin says his department is working as quickly as possible to get that money out the door in a responsible manner. President Trump says states are on pace to safely reopen. In a White House cabinet meeting, the president adds the development of possible coronavirus therapies, cures, and vaccines is progressing well. President Trump says his administration will direct $19 billion to help farmers and ranchers during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's Tuesday afternoon. That's Herson time, James Herson. But I got to mention the sponsor of the show real quick, Boomer Naturals. They've got some great face coverings. Unfortunately, face coverings are the new normal. I go out of my way every show to say, ugh, I don't want them to be. I don't like them, but you got to wear them. You know, there's rules. If you want to walk in a store now, you got to wear them. If I want to walk in Costco, I have to wear a face covering. If I want to walk into my UPS store, I have to wear a face covering. It's not my rule. I don't want to do it. Your man, Wayne Root, does not want to wear masks. I hate it. I find it disgusting. We're not getting enough oxygen. It makes me sick. I sneeze and cough only when I put the mask on. When I take it off, I don't have a sniffle. I never have. I've been sick in 20 years. And I can't stand the way everybody looks at them. We all look sick. Looks like a nation of people dying. It's horrible. But you have to wear them. Today, I was literally checking in at a certain hospital for a pretest because I have kidney stone surgery on Friday. And if you don't wear a mask, you don't get in. And you have to wear it the entire hour and a half. I've never done that before in my entire life. I wear it. I've got through it. What choice is there? But we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria if you're going to have to wear one. Highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children, made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology. Very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. And it could be worn up to 30 days. You just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Very affordable, less than 30 cents per day. I was wearing it today. I wear my Boomer face covering wherever I go. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 and get 20% off on everything you order. WARRADIO20, 20% off everything you order at BoomerNaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. So thank you, Boomer Naturals. Great stuff. We've got James Herson with us, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise is the entertainment industry website, JamesHerson.com. James, welcome to the Wayne Root Show again for the 9 millionth time.
It's great to be with you. We're social distancing, and I have my mind control facial covering on. By the way, you know, the majority of people are wearing those, their surgical masks. They're made out of cotton. They come in a box. On the side of the box, it says, this does not protect from COVID-19. Those things are almost useless. I mean, they're for looks. But you know what's amazing about the facial coverings? I have to say, the media has done such a good job of scaring people that you see people driving down the freeway,
how stupid is that?
Car,
right? How stupid is that?
Wearing a mask,
right?
Yeah, and or I've seen people jogging in the woods wearing facial coverings. You know, they want to protect the squirrels, I guess.
They're so stupid. And I just saw the governor of Pennsylvania. Did you see? He made a comment. Don't go near the beach. There are people not wearing masks at the beach. Oh, my God. These people are all mentally ill. You know, for the last 2 months, I've done almost everything they've wanted. I've been a good boy. But I go to the park every day, twice a day, with my dogs and my fiancée, Cindy. Twice a day, I'm in the park. And I go by hundreds of people. And nobody's wearing a mask, and I've never worn a mask, and I don't have COVID-19. Are you people crazy? You think one trip to the beach, outdoors, in the water, splashing around means you're going to get COVID-19? Are you all mentally ill? Is the governor of Pennsylvania completely mentally ill? The answer is yes.
Yeah, there's something definitely wrong with people who want to be dictators. I mean, we know Adolf Hitler was mentally sick. But now we know a lot of these blue state governors, blue state mayors are really sick people. You know, you think about de Blasio tells people just like this guy, you know, to stay away from the beach. He's putting up fences. He instructed the police to drag people out of the water. And out here in Los Angeles, the mayor, Garcetti, he said, okay, you can go to the beach, but you can only use the wet sand. Don't be caught on the dry sand.
Wow. Strange.
What kind of science is that?
I know. There's no science to any of this. First of all, do you remember what Andrew Cuomo said about a week ago, and the media just buried it? He said 60% of all the new cases in New York of coronavirus were not ever out. They stayed home. So therefore, right. That's proof social distancing is total BS. It's total bullspit. Social distancing doesn't work. Masks don't work. It's got nothing to do with anything. You're going to get exposed, and you're either going to get it or you're not. Most people will not get it, or if they get it, they'll never even know they had symptoms. And those who get it, 98% recover. So what are we all running from?
Yeah, well, it's very obvious that something's going on that has nothing to do with science. In my latest article, I researched the origin of social distancing. And it was never used in the past. Some article was written about it by a scientist. He got the idea from his
daughter. And it wasn't that long ago, right? It wasn't that long ago.
It was 2006.
Right.
He got the idea from his teenage daughter's science project. And a couple of doctors that worked in the Bush administration got a hold of that article and wrote some memo that said, hey, you know, the next time we have a pandemic, we ought to try this. And I'm thinking, you know, Dr. Fauci and the WHO, CDC and Bill Gates got a hold of this. And he said, wow, we got a pandemic. Let's try it. It, you know, there's never been lockdowns and social distancing were not used. We never quarantined the healthy. What we did is protect the vulnerable. But what we're doing in this thing, quarantining the healthy and sending the sick into nursing homes. So they can kill thousands of people, including Janice Dean's in-laws, mother and father-in-law. Janice Dean, the weather queen.
Yes.
Lost her mother and father-in-law to Andrew Cuomo's policy. So she's quietly pushing for an investigation and some transparency, which he should give. But, you know, CNN and MSNBC and the broadcast media are giving him a total pass.
Let me ask you something, James, because it's rare that I get a really smart, you know, lawyer on my show who is a law professor. I mean, that puts you at another level. So, you know, I've had Dershowitz on my show quite a few times, Alan Dershowitz. I think he's probably the single smartest lawyer in the world. I don't know that I always agree with him, but I'm just saying he knows the law more than anybody in the world. And because of that, he's a big liberal, but he's always on Trump's side, it seems like, because liberals are nuts, and they go after Trump for the most ridiculous legal reasons ever that can never win, and they never, ever win. And Dershowitz keeps saying you're not going to win. So he's a pretty smart guy. And it, I mean, that's an understatement of all time. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He was on someone else's show the other day, yesterday, I think, and they asked him about vaccines, and they said, can you opt out if the federal government demands you take a coronavirus vaccine? And he said, absolutely not. There's no way you can opt out. The federal government, if they have to, they could grab it and tie you up, handcuff you, and jab you in the arm. No one's going to get away with it. If the federal government demands you take a vaccine, you have to take it. Do you agree with that? I was kind of surprised by that response.
Well, first of all, I love Alan Dershowitz. I would agree with that. If we had a breakout of smallpox or polio or something that, you know, really was the kind of pandemic we've seen in the past, like the Spanish flu. But here we have a situation where the vast majority of Americans have zero threat. 98% of the people that are under 70 that get this disease recover without any treatment. And so, and we know that half of the deaths have been in nursing homes. And we know that a significant number of the deaths had other comorbidities, meaning other causes. And
right.
There's been people writing articles saying, if you were looking for pure coronavirus-attributed death, it's
there aren't
any.
very small.
It's like 4 or 5%. So I would argue that, you know, yes, there are emergency powers that allow the government to make these kind of sweeping mandates, but it's not justified by this virus, I would argue, because it isn't really the scope, the scale of emergency that justifies that. And normally on the law, I'm totally in agreement with Professor Dershowitz. And You know, I mean,
I want the showdown. I want the showdown, James. I want to see you take
the showdown.
You against
God.
Dershowitz. I like it. I like it. And
okay.
By the way, tomorrow on my show, I'm going to have Brandon Dotovs, if I'm pronouncing it right. It looks like Dotovs. He is the owner of a gym in Illinois, in Chicago, that, you know, they demand you shut down. You cannot reopen. And he's been open for like 5 days in a row. And he's telling the government, screw you. Well, he's the guest on tomorrow's show. So let me ask you.
Wonderful.
Mr. Law Professor, what do you think of that? Is there a case to be won that says you can't close my business? It's my property. I have a right to earn a living and feed my family. You can't ruin my business and lose everything I've got. Is that a case or is that not? If the government says it's an emergency.
Well, here's the, and it's a similar discussion, but I want to say this. First of all, this guy is a hero, and it's heroes like him. And like this salon owner in Texas and the salon owner in Oregon, and these individuals and Elon Musk that are changing the equation. We just had Gavin Newsom back down and change his regulations. We're going to start having some open counties, big counties. And so but there is a case, and it really is, it has to do with the state constitution. It has to do with the limit of what's called state police power. There are limits, and because of the change in data, I think we're going to see some of these cases being won. It was one in Wisconsin. It was one in North Carolina against the governor, and you never know what will happen in Illinois because they got a lot of hack judges.
Yeah, a lot of hack judges. Well, you got a lot of hack judges everywhere, by the way. Everywhere in this country. Anyone who was appointed by Obama is a hack judge. Most of the ones appointed by Bill Clinton, hack judge. Anyone appointed by any Democrat, hack judge. We're coming back with more with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. JamesHurston.com is the website. I want to see James go debate one-on-one at the Supreme Court against Alan Dershowitz. James against Alan. I want to see the showdown at the Supremes.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest
Greatest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Supreme Court Smackdown. That's what we're calling it. It's the famous Alan Dershowitz against the famous James Hurston, Supreme Court Smackdown over vaccines. And my boy Dan Rodheimer, running for U.S. Congress, former WWE wrestler. He'll get in the middle and knock you both down. Hit you in the head with a chair. Hit you in the head with a chair. Throw you out of the ring. Rodheimer. Hey, by the way, James, I got to laugh because I managed, don't ask me how I did this, but I managed to get my text number tied in with big Democratic organizations, Democrat Party organizations here in Nevada. So I get all their texts as if I am one of their constituents. And every day they send me new ones, and everything they send me is in Spanish. Are you telling me illegals aren't voting? Everything they send me is in Spanish, and every other word is free, free, free. I can't even read what's free. It looks to me, I don't speak Spanish, looks to me like free telephone service, unemployment, get this free, get food free, get that free. And then it says free, free, free Obama phones. Sign up now. I didn't even know they still had Obama phones. He hasn't been president for 3 years. They still give away Obama phones? Is that possible? All I know is every single word is in Spanish, and everything's about free. And then it says, gracias, Barack Obama. Why are they thanking Barack Obama? He hasn't been president in 3 years. They must be getting everything in the world free. And there's credit Obama for the free.
Obama's running against Trump, don't you know?
Because, yeah, in their minds he is, yeah.
And they're, yeah, I mean, because they have such a flawed candidate who has cognitive disabilities and who has problems with women and has problems with corruption in China and his son. And so I think what they're trying to do, I mean, somebody's congratulated Joe Biden for his new press secretary, Barack Obama.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's no question that Barack Obama wants very much to be a part of the Biden campaign, and in a way they want to associate him very closely with Obama. So, what is it that Biden said? He was a Obama candidate or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't forget, Obama refused to endorse Biden until the very last minute when there was no other choice. There's something wrong with Biden that even Obama knows. He was willing to not endorse his own vice president for the entire campaign, for the last 3 years, until the last minute when there was no other choice. So, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason the Democrat Party wants this lockdown to be artificially extended is to keep Biden in the basement, keep him virtual. So when things go wrong, they can turn on the static and say they lost the connection. And, you know, the other part, of course, is they want the mail-in voting for their fraudulent election. And the third is they want to crash the economy to take away the talking points from Donald Trump. And they don't care how many Americans get hurt in the process.
Well, by the way, I had on someone I want to talk to you about yesterday. I had a guest on who is the number two man in the whole Secretary of State's office, you know, involved with overseeing voting and elections here in Nevada. And nothing he said made any sense. He said, there's no corruption, there's no illegal voting, there's nothing wrong, there's no proof there's ever been illegal voting. And by the way, we look at the signature, and don't even worry about mail-in voting, we're looking at all million signatures. Now, let me ask you something, James. Is that the most ridiculous crap you've ever heard in your life? Do you think they look at a million mail-in signatures? And even if they did, do you think they would know what yours and mine looks like?
I mean, look, we have a whole system set up in my state, in California, to encourage illegal voting, which is fraudulent voting that disenfranchises citizens. They have the motor voter thing, which is when
Everybody gets to register. Yeah.
They all get registered. Then they get contacted. Then they get sent campaign, vote by mail and absentee voting ballots. And then they have ballot harvesting, which used to be illegal and it should be illegal, where paid operatives collect what are and encouraged to create fraud, and nobody checks on it. We believe in that there was as many as 250,000 fake votes in the L.A. area alone.
Of course.
And they tried to ballot harvest on the recent special election. They tried really hard to collect them, but the margin was too great. The Republican won by a landslide. And Republicans have to win by a landslide.
And I got to assume, James, the reason we won that special election in O.C. is because now the nation was watching their ballot harvesting, so they had to be very careful, and they couldn't hand in like 200,000 votes. So they were limited in what they could do because it would have seemed too absurd with everybody watching and Republican lawyers watching. I assume, you know, the GOP in Orange County sent out lawyers by the dozens to make sure the ballot harvesting was not going to be bigger than the margin of victory, right?
Well, that's true. And the Republicans were caught by surprise. In the midterms when the ballot harvesting first took place. You're right, they were ready. But the amazing thing is the registration was predominantly Democrat. There was lockdown backlash, was what I believe. And I think it's growing because I think there's an anger and indignation in this country among working people and small business people. And I think it's going to rear up big in November.
Yeah, because these are the people that pay the taxes. The people that pay into the system are mad because they earn all the money and they got to pay the taxes and they got to survive and pay the bills for their family. All the Democrats, they don't work for a living. They sit home and wait for their EBT card and watch Dr. Phil all day after they wake up at noon. That's your Democrat voters. James Hurston, love to have you on. JamesHurston.com is the website. Thanks, James.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.